Hey guys, good morning. New Patriot here. And I'm going to follow up, continue from where I left off in the last video where I was talking about the rapture doctrine, the pre-trib and the mid-trib rapture doctrine, the idea that God would remove his church from the earth prior to the Great Tribulation. And because I am observing that people are of the mind that the mark of the beast can't happen and as long as we're here, because they believe the church will be gone when the mark of the beast appears. But guys, I'm just saying it's here. It has been introduced to us in the form of these non-vaccine vaccines, these injections. That is the mark of the beast. Okay, it's not enforced yet. It's not what they started to enforce it, right? Then they backed off, and now they're building the architecture of this total surveillance tyranny. So that is what's going on. The pandemic came. The non-vaccines they gave us weren't to cure the pandemic. The pandemic was a mechanism to get this biotechnology into your body so that you can be surveilled, tracked, controlled, and so your movement can be restricted. And ultimately, think about this, that we have a few things coming together. Let me mention three things. We have the non-vaccine bioweapon vaccines, and we have the 5G network that enables the technology that's on board in these non-vaccine operating systems to run whatever applications are in there. Because remember, the executive order of Donald Trump called for streamlining the development of vaccines using platform technologies, virus-like proteins, and self-assembling nanoparticles. So combine the non-vaccine vaccines, which had nothing to do with curing any ailments. In fact, the death rate, now we know, people are finding out. Death by vaccine, sudden adult Darwin syndrome, maybe you can call it, is just off the hook. I mean, the deaths are, since the vaccines, are just, it is a statistical profundity. I mean, it's the death rate has gone way up because of these vaccines, not to mention the injuries and the shortening of longevity, but which will happen even if people don't croak from the vaccines within the next few years. Their lives are definitely going to be shortened because the technology that's on board here compromises the immune system. It shortens the telomeres. I mean, there's all kinds of negative things that this has nothing. This technology does not belong in the ecosystem of your body that God created. It's his, go with his design. You can't go wrong with that, right? So combine this though, these non-vaccine vaccines, the 5G system, which can emanate different energy waves. And specifically a Tesla Pharisaic wave, which is the mechanism for the self-assembly process. And then combine those two things with the central bank digital currencies, which are probably coming sooner rather than later, because they all go together. The human being with this transhuman technology on board that is plugged into a financial system where remember Joe Biden's executive order just a few months ago where he introduced the funding of the bio economy. And then a few months before that, he made a multi-billion dollar commitment to genomic surveillance. This is on, at the World Health Assembly last spring. All these things are coming together. So now I just want to ask you a question. And this is mostly for those people who believe that I can't be the mark of the beast because the church is still here. Guys, it doesn't say that. So we have to be very careful. And I didn't get any successful takers on that last challenge. Show me where it says in the Bible explicitly, not implicitly, where the church is removed from the earth prior to the Great Tribulation. It's not in there. So you can make a construct like that, just like the Jews did when Jesus is coming. They said this, we have a construct. Nothing good can come out of Galilee, for instance. We know his father. We know his mother. They had a construct, and it was false. Their construct was false. Jesus fulfilled everything he came to do, and they had it all figured out, but they were misled. How is it different today with many in the church who think that the mark of the beast cannot be here because the church is still here? Guys, it has been introduced. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are all in motion right now. I mean, we have the first horseman, right? The rider on the white horse with a toxic corona weapon. The word for, it's a bow and a crown, right? So a crown is a corona. And the word that's used for bow is toxon, toxic weapon, going out conquering and to conquer the whole earth. How can anybody not see this who's familiar with God's word? Okay, and a second horseman, right? Rider on a red horse. So it's the world war, you know, and to him it is given a great sword, a kinjal, that peace should be taken from the earth, that men should slay one another. And the third horseman, a financial collapse, where the rider has a pair of scales, and a quart of wheat for a denarius, three quarts of barley for a denarius, touch not the oil or the wine. Guys, it's hyperinflation, it's a collapsing economy, it's unaffordable food. And then you have the fourth horseman, which is, you know, it's not a pale horse, guys, it's a chloros horse, that's the Greek word. It's a green horse. And that horseman is all about depopulation. And this is, you're seeing this whole green movement that's taken over the world. It's not a nation state, it is a supranational beast. Oh, some would say, well, the beast isn't here, so it can't be, the mark of the beast can't be happening either. Guys, the beast is here. It's a supranational organization, and the nation states of the world have transferred, or they're in the process right now of transferring their authority to this beast. You can actually read about that in the book of Revelation, where they transfer their authority to the beast. So guys, I want you to think about this, because this is coming. The G20 just met, and they all decided that that yes, we need to have a mandatory vaccine passport, and that will be useful for surveillance, for the tracking of movement, restricting of movement. And guys, the architecture for all this is being instituted. It's being created actually right now. Will be instituted very soon. So I want to urge you to think about then, in light of that, what are you going to do? Are you going to justify taking the mark of the beast and say, well, it can't be the mark of the beast because the church is still here and we're not supposed to be? Is that how you're going to do this? Or are you going to justify it saying, well, we have to eat, so can't hurt that, you know, can't hurt that bad just to take a jab, and then submit myself to this economic ecosystem that involves a bioeconomy and genomic surveillance. Are you going to submit yourself to that? I want you to think about this. What is your response going to be? What is the response of God's people to this mark of the beast? Does the church in the last days submit to it and take the mark of the beast? Question. Second question. Does the church in the last days fail to even recognize it? Even though it flat out says, you know, that the mark of the beast, and the word mark, word number 5480, charagma, describes the process of engraving using sharp pointed needles. I didn't make that up. Guys, that's what it says the mark of the beast is derived from. It's installed through sharp pointed needles. If you didn't know that, then you probably haven't watched my older videos. And I urge you to go way back, because I'm building line upon line and precept upon precept, right? So if this is new information for you, I urge you to go back and watch some of the older videos. But yes, the word mark of the beast, is derived from charagma, word number 5480, which describes sharp pointed needles. So to say, well, the mark of the beast can't be a vaccine. Guys, go get out your Greek dictionary, open up the Bible, do a little exegetical research here, apply the biblical principles of interpretation, have another look at the four horsemen of the apocalypse and for what it says about that. And then, and again, I'm not trying to be real predictive. I'm actually just observing. This is an observation I'm making of things that are happening right now. So, you know, rather than coming up with a timeline, and, you know, the scripture actually comes to mind, it is not for you to know the times and the epochs which the Father has, you know, fixed by his own authority. So I'm not doing that. But here's what I am doing. I am observing what is going on in the world and what the Father is doing. What is God doing? Because the four horsemen of the apocalypse, by the way, they emanate from God's throne. These are the Lamb of God is found worthy to break open these seals in this scroll that's written on two sides. And Jesus Christ opens the scroll, and it is the decrees are read. And that is the four horsemen, and then it continues on with the seals and everything else. So guys, you don't have to be very predictive. All you need to do is open your Bible and then look around at what we see happening. And think about this. Okay, so some might say, well, the mark of the beast is applied to the right hand and the forehead. Guys, remember this, that these words were not spoken in Greek, actually. They were spoken in Aramaic. And in ancient Aramaic language, the word for hand is your whole arm. Macedonians like that, too. Some languages, they don't differentiate between the hand and your whole, arm, right? And that's how it is with Aramaic. And so the mark in your hand is a needle in the arm. Just do the math here, put two and two together on that, because that is what it's actually is saying. That is what's being said. And, won't people be surprised to find when it's all done and your life's over and God says, well, I told you what would happen and I told you how it would happen, but you refuse to believe it. Guys, we have to be very careful about being cafeteria Christians where we pick and choose the things we like. And the rapture doctrine, the pre-trib and the mid-trib rapture doctrine is a perfect description of this cafeteria Christianity where, I like that passage in Revelation 3 where it says that this church in Philadelphia is going to get removed from the earth, but I don't like that one where it says this other church is going to, the devil's going to throw them into prison for 10 days. I don't like that one. So we pick and choose, but that's not the way to approach scripture. So I urge you to consider these biblical principles of interpretation. So avoid convoluted biblical constructs. Be an observer. Be a Berean. And go into the Word and see what's actually going on. And try to look down the road a little bit too, because right now the mark of the beast has been developed. But here's what's emerging, guys. Here's what's emerging. The mark of the beast is an injection that goes into your hand. That is your arm. And also those crazy swab tests insert cloning technology. Yeah, it's very, 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 very microscopic. And you might think, well, it's not visible, but it's going in there to the place right between your eyes, which is the Greek word for forehead there, guys. Who would have thought that the whole world would go crazy and rush to inject their bodies with these sharp needles and then stick something up between their eyes and their forehead, in the back of the forehead? Who would have thought the world would get that crazy? But God declared it from thousands of years ago. So think about that. Now, so avoid convoluted, constructs that prevent you from actually recognizing what's going on, because that will also prevent you from having the right response. So what should the response of God's people be when the mark of the beast gets rolled out? Because guys, it has been rolled out. You're living in a time right now where it's been rolled out and it's about to be enforced. I don't know when, but they're building the architecture of this total surveillance, this bioeconomy. The G20 just met and said, yeah, we need universal vaccine passports. These will come from a world quasi-government, in other words, the beast. So it's not a nation state that's going to come out with these. All the nation states are submitting to the World Health Organization, which is becoming really the most influential body in the world. So they've all agreed to submit to this, the G20. And so think about this. So the mark of the beast is that injection that goes into your arm. And the vaccine passports are proof of the mark of the beast. So the vaccine, the quote-unquote vaccine passports, are actually proof that you have been beast marked. So, and you can't buy or sell. It says you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, right? And the mechanism for that doesn't necessarily have to be the scanning of your hand or anything like that. As people, it might end up being like that. Who knows? But it also, this would totally fit the bill too, is you get beast marked and then you have a vaccine passport to prove you've been beast marked. Now you can buy and sell. could be going a lot. That's what's actually emerging right now. But leave room for this too, because this self-assembly process of nanoparticles in the body, who's to say that the self-assembly can't self-assemble some sort of a QR code under the skin that can be scanned? That is in a realm of possibility as well. And by the way, how long would that self-assembly process take? Would it be permanent? Would it be sort of on demand as you get scanned? I don't know these things. But one thing is for sure, that people have injected this technology, this biotechnology, this nanotechnology into their bodies. And so be asking yourself, what should the church's response to be? Because right now the church really hasn't responded in the way I'm seeing things. I haven't seen it anyway. Except for people like me, and some people do speak out, but by and large, God's, you know, universal church hasn't really, you know, recognized this for what it is. And I don't think they even have gone into the original languages and really been that curious. And many times people don't do that because they assume the church won't be here when all this happens. And guys, here it is happening. So time to reassess that, that construct. And, that's what's emerging, is these vaccine certificates are going to be issued. And remember, a few months ago, the World Health Assembly subcontracted to T-Systems, which is a subsidiary of T-Mobile or Deutsche Telekom, to come up with these vaccine passports. All this stuff is being developed right now. And the streamlining of the digital currency, the central bank digital currency. And this is not a cryptocurrency, by the way. We're talking about CeFi rather than DeFi. So this is a fiat digital currency that will probably be administered by something, by the Federal Reserve in our case, probably, or it could be some other, some other organization. By the way, and I'm sure you guys mostly know this, but the Federal Reserve is not part of our federal government. It's a private bank. So not to get way into that, but that's just a fact of it. So could there be a self-assembling QR code? Yeah, there could be. So we're headed toward a situation where a one world genomic surveillance vaccine certificate system and the bioeconomy, and you will not be able to buy or sell without that, at least legally, right? You know, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab's guru, his Israeli guru, calls this surveillance under the skin, okay? And this is all associated with Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals, which I call the Satanic Development Goals, which is really what they are. Satan's agenda for the 21st century is really what that's all about. And again, we get into this situation, right? The Chloros horseman of the apocalypse, the green horse of the apocalypse, this Agenda 2030, Satan's agenda for the 21st century. And part of that is this economic system that is being constructed right now as the present systems collapse. So guys, I want to leave you with a verse reading here to share with you as I end this video. But thank you for watching, and please go back to the older videos if some of the things I've been saying are new to you at this point, because I know I have a lot of new subscribers, and I thank you for subscribing, and I thank also Steve Quayle and Mike Adams for helping me to get this channel, you know, to sharing this channel. So Jesus said in John chapter 17, check this out, guys, it's awesome. But now I come to you, this is Jesus speaking, now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So here's Jesus, just for clarity here, saying, Father, I do not ask that you take them out of the world. He expects us to overcome in the same way that he did. So guys, God bless you. Please like, share, and subscribe. and have a victorious day. Thank you.